Hey, what's up, guys? This is Gummies again from Zawan Shanas, and I'm recording this podcast. And let me tell you something. This podcast is spontaneous. It's very different from the previous one because I'm not going to use a text or transcript or some other stuff. I'm going to be super spontaneous, and the only thing that I'm going to use is a list in front of me, actually. Is a list of phrases and sentences that reminds me of what I'm gonna talk about. That's the only thing. And I use this actually list as a mnemonic. That's the only thing. And in this podcast, I'm gonna talk about the night before and actually today. And actually, the goal, the purpose of this podcast is to prove actually power English. Some of you guys maybe wondered, is really Power English effective? Seriously, is effective? Most of you guys would ask me such questions. I like to say yes, it's very effective on the speed of your actually speech and your vocabulary and your grammar, some other stuffs, and actually on speaking in an intuitive way. As you see, I can speak very fast and easily. The only problem that I have at the moment is the vocabulary that I'm using, because my vocabulary size isn't that big because I haven't read enough books. So it was up to me, okay? So if you're using the effortless English, power English, so beside that, read a lot of books, because it's going to help you to actually increase your vocabulary size, and it's going to help you actually on your speech and your speaking, some other stuff. So let's talk about the things that I'm going to talk in this podcast. So, you know, at first, let me talk about the book, AJ's book. You know, guys, that I'm working on the book of AJ Hoag. I've been translating this book about, I think, 4 months. It's been 4 months since I started to actually translate it. Translating this actually book, and I made a lot of promises from that time up until now, and most of the time I broke my promises, and I have to say sorry a lot, and one more apology because the night before I was going I promised actually to translate the last chapter of this book, and sadly I didn't translate it, and I am very sorry about that, because you know, I said to myself the night before, I was a little bit upset because I tried to actually draw Taylor Lanter, if I mispronounce actually the last name of the actor, you know, the actor from actually Twilight, Robert Pattinson, if the actually the actor is right. The Twilight movie is very famous. I don't care about actually the actor's name. The only actor that I care is DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. I don't care about other you know, actor or actresses. So I tried, I like this guy's, actually, this guy's face, it's a very, actually, handsome face. So I tried to draw that, and I drew it very good. When I tried to actually shade it, I made a terrible mess. You know, I was working on that drawing about a day, and I made a mess. At the end, it was terrible, so I was a little bit upset, I'm sorry. So I said to myself, let's watch a film. And sadly, I used the film that was about 3 hours long. The Wolf of the Wall Street. That's why I'm using actually a mnemonic, a list, because mostly I am terrible at memorizing names. So sorry about that too. But yes, I watched that film too, and it was about 3 hours. I started at 9 p.m. and it continued and it finished on 12 o'clock, and when it finished there was no time to translate, so I said to myself, the night actually in future I will translate the book, the last chapter, and I promise tonight is the night for translating the last chapter. I make a promise. This one is a manly promise. I know there is no actually phrase or word about manly promise in English, but in Persian, yes, there is. We use it a lot. So you guys are Persian, so don't care. I don't care about English people. The Wolf of the Wall Street is a great movie. I think you guys have to watch it. DiCaprio is the actor, the main actor in that movie. It's a great movie, I think. It was entertaining. I watched it twice. Once I watched it, I think last year, and now, and the night before. So after that, I read a book, The Unexplained Mysteries. I shared the book and the topic, the book's topic. So after that, I went to sleep, and in the morning, I took a shower and actually had breakfast and went to work. And sadly, I had allergy. And I had allergy and problem with my nose, some breathing problem, and the cooler was on actually in at the work, at my job actually. It was very very tough working on that situation, because the allergy, my nose was terrible. Most of the time I had to go out and, you know, warm myself in the sun. And you know, the weather in Rash is a little bit annoying for me, because it's very hot and humid. You know, in the north part of actually Iran is very humid, and you most of the time sweat, and it's very tough, especially in summer. So it was very tough, but everything changed when I actually got home. I had lunch, and here we are. I'm here. You see, so I think this is the end of this podcast. But before that, I invite you guys to do these kind of things more. You know, spontaneous podcasts. You know, firstly, I have to say, you know, if you want to make a podcast, you need to use transcript. So don't, you know, beat yourself up about using transcript to actually make podcasts. Because, you know, most of actually people who make podcasts, they use transcript. They actually transcript their speech. And after that, they use that transcript to record their podcast. So there is a problem on actually using transcript and text. But if you want to prove your English, if you want to speak, and maybe a little bit practicing and communicating with the people around the world, maybe people in Iran, mostly in Iran, because mostly Iranian use Zabanshinas. So try this actually spontaneous talking. It's fun, and I'm enjoying myself actually. After I share this with you guys, I have to say thank you, and I'm enjoying myself after I communicate with you guys. And mostly I think if you try this too, I actually appreciate it too. And it's a pleasure to talk to you guys, and thank you very much, and I hope to see you guys again. Bye bye.